Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 19th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. The Wall Street Journal says its sources report Apple has cut production orders on all three new iPhone models. The increased number of models made it harder to predict demand, and that demand has also been lower than expected. Apple cut iPhone XR production in particular by a third, according to the sources. Snap announced a partner program to help advertisers find developers to create augmented reality lenses. Snap's Lens Creative Partner Program has more than 30 certified creators listed and expects to have more than 100 in the next few months. Xiaomi reported a net profit in Q3 beating analysts' estimates. Sales growth in India and Europe helped drive the 2.48 billion yuan profit, which improved on an 11 billion yuan loss for the same quarter last year. Xiaomi announced it will make and sell phones under the MeToo brand. MeToo is best known for a photo app popular among young women. Tim Cook told Axios on HBO that he thinks Google's search engine is the best and believes privacy protections in Apple's Safari make up for deficiencies in privacy protections from Google. He also repeated his opinion that government regulation of privacy is needed, saying, "I'm a big believer in the free market, but we have to admit when the free market's not working." This week, Amazon Echoes will be able to access Skype calling, including video calls on the Echo Show. It also includes support for Skype Out, which can call mobile and landline numbers. Instagram has patched a flaw that included a user's password in plain text of a URL used to download data from Instagram. This could have exposed the password to anyone else with access to a user's browsing history. Affected users have been notified. In a teardown of the Google app 8.55 for Android, 9to5 Google found an active URL for a Your Contributions section, which went to a page collecting reviews and comments. Google users have been able to leave reviews of things like businesses and movies for several months, but the comments portion is new. An official support page describes comments as being available on search results relating to live sports. Comments cannot be anonymous and can be deleted by the user. Finally, a joint study from Temasek Holdings and Google estimates Southeast Asia's internet economy will pass $240 billion by 2025. The latest version of the report issued Monday includes food delivery, subscription music, and video on demand, alongside previously included sectors like e-commerce, travel, and online media. E-commerce business from Lazada, Shopee, and Tokopedia as leading development of the sector. The report estimates Gojek and Grab will push ride-hailing to become a $30 billion sector on its own by 2025. The report covers Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.